Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back with my co-host, Casey B. We are going to give you our toasts and roasts of the week, and the main part of this episode is really short. I'm talking about a little manifestation tip that I learned that I wanted to share with all of you. So it's a quick episode today, but we are going to do our toast and roast from our most recent weekend adventure and week of life. So, Casey, what do you got? You start today. Toast, roast.
I start every time.
I know, I always say that.
How about you start this time?
Oh, you want me to start?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, my toast is, I feel like this will stir into a little conversation. My toast is that we went to Pullman this weekend.
Yep.
My college town. Haven't been back in a while. Since how long?
Oh, it's been, what, year and a half, 2 years?
Not 2 years.
A year and a half?
A year and a half, about. Yeah. Because we normally go for a football game or two football games. And this past year with COVID, we couldn't go for football because fans were not allowed, and we just finally got to go, and I had a great time. We visited some friends, went to like my favorite places to eat, to drink, and just had a grand old time.
Well, that was the toast I was thinking of. So.
I knew it was going to be. It was so fun. It's kind of funny. So I lived there, and for anyone who's lived in a college town, you know it kind of slows down in the summertime. And Pullman does that to the extreme. But with COVID and virtual learning, I just feel like the whole town has been not deserted because people live there still, but very, low
dead
population for almost a year now. Instead of the 3 months of summer, and then it comes back and it's lively again, and then it's kind of, that's how it is normally, but it's been kind of like this, I guess, for a year, and so things have definitely changed a little bit, but I'm excited to go back for football when it's, like, full of life again. I enjoyed being there when there's no one there, though, after living there through a summer, and it's just nice, and I'm a small town gal, and when you go there for like a football weekend, everywhere's jam-packed, and lines everywhere. You can't even like get a reservation, and when you go in the summertime, it's just chill,
super calm,
relaxing place to be. I just love Eastern Washington. It's just so nice.
And we saw the Bears.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
Bears. Well, you know more about it. I just know there's Bears over there.
So Washington State University has a Bear research facility. So they had, I think it was like the most Bears I'd ever seen there. They usually have between, I think, 6 and 9 Bears, or 6 to 12 Bears. Is that what it said?
Yeah,
I think there
like
was like 10 Bears there when we were there, full grown brown bears, and
those are grizzly bears.
They're in kind of like these little separate cages, with their big cages, with like, there was one with a hammock that was hilarious, and some of them have like giant tire swings that they can hang out on and play on. And then there's like a walkway, like a common walkway area. And then there's a huge like field area where they play and run around. And normally when we go, they're just, hanging out, walking around. And they're like, some are in their kind of cages. Like they're, I mean, this kind of sounds sad, but like their jail cells or whatever. Like it's, they're usually sleeping too. So some of them are. So there was some in each of the little areas, but then there was 3 that were out and about, like walking around. And then there was 2 that were literally running around, like playing with each other. It was so cute. It was like dogs, like, you know how they chase after each other, just running around, and then they would stand up like bears, full-on bears, like standing up, and like they were just playing. You could tell, they because they weren't making like any noises, and so they weren't angry. And then there was one playing in the bathtub, and there was a hilarious bear literally sleeping in a hammock. It was so funny. A bear sleeping in a hammock. It was so funny, guys.
Just looked like a people.
And you could have just sat there and watched them all day.
Oh, I could have. They were getting tired, though. You could tell. there was the one that was just sitting in the wash tub. Yeah. It was just sitting in there like a person would.
They were being so funny. I had never seen them so lively. And it was just three of them being lively. And it was just hilarious. So that was fun. We saw the bears. We bought some Cougar Gold cheese, which if you know, you know. What else did we do? We just ate lots of good food and drank, and it was a good time.
Yep.
So that was both of our toasts, I guess. What? And the road trip was just nice. I like it, driving with you.
Yeah, I really like that drive. I mean, I've done it so many times.
We've both done it so many times.
Oh, who's done it more?
Probably me.
What? Nonsense.
I don't know.
I was going over there every other weekend for most of the time.
You were not going over there every other weekend for most of the time. You're going there every other weekend for like 4 months.
That's a lot of trips.
When I first started going over there, it was like every 6 weeks.
Oh, longest we ever went was 6 weeks.
Yeah, but then sometimes I would go home.
That's true.
I would drive over there, fly over, all the things. But what's your roast?
My roast.
Actually, before we get into that, what was your favorite thing that you ate?
Hey, I was going to ask you that. I'd say the breakfast burrito from...
That was your favorite thing? Better than the pork belly?
Oh, yeah, better. The pork belly was good. It was good. Not going to lie. But yeah,
I mean, it was all good.
That breakfast burrito with hollandaise on it, and then with the vandal sauce.
But what about the bagels?
The bagels? Well, I mean, if I would have eaten it right away, that would have been my favorite.
Oh my gosh, we ate so much good food. You know those places where if you've lived somewhere and then moved away, or even if it's sometimes like a vacation spot, like where you go every year, like you've got like this food.
It's your go-to.
That you love. And so like when you, I mean, some people will totally get what I'm saying and some people not get what I'm saying. But like when you go to college, it's like you got these places, you're like, I love getting this meal from here. And it reminds me of this. And it reminds me of like these nights or this feeling. And oh my gosh, we have so many places, both of us in like Pullman and Moscow, Idaho, which is right next to Pullman across the Idaho border, that we love the food from. And so we just like stopped and got so much good food. But I think my favorite, oh God, it's so hard. Like we love food so much. It's so bad. And if you're not following yet, follow Washington Food Girl on Instagram or on Facebook. I got a Facebook page too, because that is just blowing up and I'm having a great time with that, my food blog. But anyways, I think my favorite thing was my bagel sandwich, which is the best bagel sandwich of all time. But also my pasta that I got from South Fork, because I saw that like I have been ordering the same pasta dish for 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's so good. And it's consistently good every time. And they give you enough. So it's like 3 days worth of like three pasta meals worth. So good. And I don't know how to make it on my own. It's just amazing. So that was my favorite, was the pasta. What is it? Cilantro chicken pasta. Oh,
it is so good.
It's so good.
I'll have to try it next time. Not inebriated.
Yeah, you got a little tipsy.
I got a little tipsy.
You were getting a little ornery.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Casey was tipsy. I was not, because I was not. And we're I never drive, so that was the thing. And so at that point, I said, you know, I'm going to drive back to the hotel. And so I drive back to the hotel. Casey's just being a little tipsy guy over there. And he's like, you know, this isn't an insult. Or what did you say? No, you said, this isn't a criticism, but you're just so tense when you're driving. I'm like, obviously that's a criticism. What are you saying?
Well, you look like the Terminator when you're driving.
I don't drive. I don't like to drive. And you say, why are you so tense? I said, because I'm nervous. I'm going to crash and die. What do you think?
Oh, man.
That's what goes through my head every time I'm driving. And couldn't you tell, even we're in the car today, Casey was driving, someone moves into the lane next to us. I seriously like almost have a heart attack every time. Like jumping. Oh, I'm just a psychopath.
Then you hit me. Well, you jump.
Well, I'm like, rah. I get scared.
That startles me.
Yeah. Well, sorry. I don't know what to say.
We haven't gotten an accident yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. It's just a matter of time.
Knock on wood.
The I-5 though.
Okay.
That's why I stay off of there.
Do you have a roast?
It's not really a roast, but it was kind of, I was bummed that we didn't go to Birch and Barley.
Your roast is that we didn't eat more
food. And we didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
I guess that'd be a better way to say it. And then we didn't get a chance to go fishing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really wanted to go fishing.
I thought that you did the research that you needed to do.
I did.
No. You didn't, because you said that you knew where we were supposed to fish, and we didn't know where to fish.
I forgot what it was called, but...
Yeah, so...
I looked at the map and said, that looks pretty close.
Next time we go, we're going to go fishing, but there's just never enough time to do everything. Yeah, we wanted to go fishing. Didn't happen. And we wanted to go to one more place to eat and drink. I love their drinks there. They have... a whiskey drink with a giant ice cube. I love it. Anyways, you want to know what my roast is?
No. Go ahead.
So, we thought that the hotel had a hot tub.
Oh, God.
This is hilarious. So... Casey was all excited about the hot tub, and I was excited too, but I was like, I don't know, I'm kind of tired, but yeah, I'll go to the hot tub. And so he's like, yeah, there's nobody down there. It's fine. Let's go walk down there. And this hot tub is huge for just a regular hotel. It could hold how many people?
It was like 16 people or something like that.
It was huge. It was in the shape of a plus sign. And with seating all the way around. So it was pretty big. And we got down there and there was no pool, just this hot tub. And so I thought, you know, that's kind of weird, but whatever. And we get in the hot tub. Or we turn on the bubbles or whatever. Not the bubbles, the jets. And we get in there. I make Casey put his foot in. He goes, oh, it's not very warm, but maybe it'll warm up. And I thought, yeah, maybe it'll warm up I don't understand why it wouldn't be warm already, but because the jets are just jets. They're not heaters, but I don't know. Maybe I don't know how these things work. I don't know. And it doesn't make any sense to me, but it felt like a heated pool, kind of. Not even a heated pool.
It was like a normal indoor hotel pool temperature.
But it was outdoors, and it was
chilly.
It was pretty cold out. It wasn't the winter, but it was not warm out. And it gets colder over there in Eastern Washington at night than it does over here. And it's not desert, but what would you call that? I don't know. Just
dry cold. It was like low 40s when we did this.
Yeah, so it was cool. And so,
it's not swimming temperature.
So I put my legs in. Casey puts his whole body in. And I'm just, it's funny because it had like I said, the seating area went all the way around this plus sign. And so I was basically standing on the seated area. So basically like my knees down were in the water. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of warm, but it's definitely not a hot tub. Like it's not like a hot tub is supposed to be hot. And so I start like walking around. I'm like, maybe it'll like heat up. Maybe it'll get warmer. Maybe it'll get warmer. It's just not getting warmer. And then, but then if we get out of it, since it's so cold outside, once you get back in, it feels warmer. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's even going to understand what we're saying right now. But so then we're like, well, you know, it's warmer than it is outside. So maybe it'll just be fine. And then you sat all the way down and it was just, it was not good. And
went
then
neck deep.
Finally, somebody else comes out, this dad and daughter. This daughter's like, I don't know how old, like
probably like 6, 7.
I thought she was older than that, but whatever.
I don't know how to judge age.
Yeah, probably like maybe 7, 8. I don't know. But she like gets in, she goes, yeah, it's not very warm. It was warmer earlier. And I was like, maybe it's going to warm up then. It almost made me think, like, I don't know why. It cooled off and now it's getting warmer. I don't know. Maybe I had no idea. And then this little girl, thank God for her, she's like, yeah, the lady at the front desk said, it's not really a hot tub. It's more of a warm tub. And I was like, okay, so this is not getting any warmer. Oh. And I asked you to go ask the person at the front desk, like, does it get any warmer? Is it broken? Like, what's going on? And you didn't.
I did not.
And so we left. But it was just a hilarious situation because we were like in there and it's lukewarm. I don't know if these other people who were at the hotel saw us and were like, what is wrong with them? It's too cold for that. We're not kids like playing in the pool, you know, like no matter the temperature.
Really, just wanted to sit in a damn hot tub.
We're just literally sitting in this lukewarm water with jets going and it's cold out.
Oh man.
So my roast is the hot tub was not roasty or toasty enough for me.
It wasn't toasty enough for me.
That was a problem. I'm sure it's fine in the summertime over there because it's a million degrees, but they should have had more signage too. Like, this is not a hot tub. I don't know what it should have said. It's all the signs pointed that it was a normal hot tub.
Yeah, I mean, it said it on the website.
Yeah, I don't know if it was broken. It didn't seem like it was broken because there was no signs about it being broken. It was just...
It was just a warm tub.
It was so bad.
Just a warm tub.
It was so bad. Oh, my Lord. Is that all for toast and roast?
Oh. For food, I did have an amendment.
Oh, you have an amendment. Okay.
The wings from South Fork.
Oh, yeah.
I love those.
Can you guys tell we're obsessed with food? We need to do another food podcast. I know I've been saying that for like a year now, but I really want to do another food podcast.
We got to get a guest on for a food podcast, though.
I mean, we don't have to, but we should.
We should.
We can talk about all kinds of things.
Anybody who likes food.
Anybody who wants to talk about food, you're welcome to come on. You're welcome. Just send me a message over and we'll set something up. I am loving having these conversations with you, KCB. It's nice to have these every week.
Yeah, I know. I love it too. It's awesome.
I would suggest to anyone else to think about a toast and roast of your week and just think about it, reflect on it. You don't have to do a roast, but sometimes it's good.
If it doesn't come quick, don't feel bad. It never comes quick for me.
One time Casey was, I said, okay, we got to record. Make sure you think of a toast and a roast. And you had a whole sheet of lined paper, like a notebook paper. And I have a picture of it on my phone. And you're like, I wrote notes. And I said, what is it? You're like, I don't want you to see. And I saw it afterwards and it just said, Do you know what I'm gonna say?
Say it.
Do you know what I'm gonna say? It said, I can't even say it. This is not good for the pod.
Say it,
it said, hitting my shin, dot, dot, dot. That's what you had to take notes on.
Yeah, it's my shorthand.
And that was your roast.
Yeah, hit my shin.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that's everything for this week. Casey's not on for the second half of the episode. It's just me giving a quick little tip. And I think we'll have a longer episode next week, but I kind of like the short ones too. I listen to a lot of podcasts and I like a good mix of the long ones and the short ones. So hope you guys have a great week and I will be right back with the rest of the episode. And I'm back. Okay, I wanted to talk about this. This is going to be super quick today, but it is something that I have learned and been bringing into my life recently, and it's just a quick tip that I wanted to share. So it has to do with manifestation and the law of attraction, but if you're not into the woo-woo, manifestation, law of attraction, you can also just think of it as a gratitude practice. And we should all be more grateful, practice gratitude as much as possible to just have a more happy, fulfilling, wonderful life. So if you're not familiar, manifestation and the law of attraction is basically, to put it in the simplest terms, if you think it, it can happen. So if you're, whatever you're focusing on, bringing that into your life. And there is a lot more that goes into that, but in the simplest terms, what you're focusing on will manifest into your life. I believe in the hard work that goes along with manifesting things. So it's not just, you know, focusing on $1 million and then $1 million will show up at your doorstep, but it is kind of focusing on gratitude. And the idea of positive thinking is very important along with inspired action. But with that, something that I've noticed from a particular group of, I would say, content creators that I follow on the internet, a practice that they have done that's kind of actually a group of friends. I follow Kinsey Madsen, is one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram. She sells business courses, social media courses, that kind of stuff. She's a business coach technically, and I love following her. I love the content that she creates. And she does this along with somebody that I know she's friends with. The other account, it's called Cafe Binge. I honestly cannot remember the name of the actual person behind the Cafe Binge account, but she is somebody who does a lot of mindset work around beauty along with skincare and just ways to take care of yourself in a form of like alignment and stuff. I know I'm sounding really woo-woo, but and then I think one other person that I know who does this is friends with this group of people, and she owns the boutique Dressed in Lala. I'll tag all of these accounts because you guys need to follow all of them to get all the tips and all the clothes and all of the good stuff that they produce on Instagram. But these three accounts, they're all friends. They all live in Utah, I know for sure. And they will do this thing. And it's recognizing a moment and saying to the universe, to God, whatever you would like to say this to, when you're in a moment that you're really loving, you're like, oh, I'm really present in this moment. I'm just really having a great time, whatever it is, and saying, thank you, more, please. And this is something that comes up a lot in the law of attraction and manifestation is practicing gratitude. So you have to be thankful for the things that you already have. And then, you know, you can grow on top of that to bring more things into your life. But more things are not going to come into your life unless you're showing that you're grateful for them. And that can be either, you know, it can be a religious thing as well. Being thankful for things is kind of something that you talk about in the Bible, or even if you're not religious, if you're not into the woo-woo, it's just a good thing to practice gratitude. So I love this because it both combines practicing gratitude and also manifesting, because you're saying you want more of this, more days like this, more feelings like this, more moments like this. So I just wanted to put that out there for you guys because it's the tip that I've started recognizing. And it's something that I actually really like because I have a hard time being in the present moment. I think a lot of people my age have a hard time being in this present moment. I know I blame social media for a lot of things, but this is one of those things where, you know, instead of being present in the moment, sometimes we're worried about taking the picture or what's coming next, or we're worried about X, Y, Z, the things we got to do this week, anxiety, all of these things are like piling up, or maybe you're just kind of focusing on something outside of what's going on right now in this moment. But there have been times when over the past couple weeks, I mean, I've been doing this for a couple months now after I've been seeing these people do this practice, that I've taken this practice on and recognize these moments, like whether it's on a good drive and I'm blasting the music and I'm just feeling like really happy. And I just think to myself, thank you, more please. And these are things that you should do just all the time when you're feeling that moment. I love it because it brings you into that moment. You're like, oh, I'm really enjoying myself, and just recognizing that, because I'm somebody who gets stuck and I'm like, oh, I'm just sad all the time, or I'm stressed all the time, or I have anxiety all the time. And then, but recognizing those moments when you're like, oh, I'm just really happy with this moment. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Whatever you want to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And more, please. It's just such a good practice. So I wanted to share it, and I'm not saying it's my idea because it's obviously not. I've been seeing other people doing this, but it is my new favorite way to manifest because it's so simple and it also brings me into the moment. I've talked about manifesting in, you know, a couple podcast episodes. And if you guys want me to talk more about it, I would love to, but I know some people think it's kind of crazy and weird, and that's totally fine. But this has been something that has been going on for years and years and years. And it's not just a bunch of hippies. It's not just women. I read a book, one of the most famous business books of all time, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, which was written a really long time ago by a man, and it is really about the law of attraction. And I thought this was an old business book, and I'm reading through it, and I'm like, these are all the ideas that I'm hearing about on my manifestation podcasts and Instagram accounts talking about manifestation. So this idea has been going around for so long, and so obviously, I'm not a positive person all the time, but focusing on positive things, focusing on clear goals is really more what I love about manifestation, because you're being really clear about what you want and trying to bring that into your life and trusting that it will happen. So that's my crash course into manifesting, and this really fun tip that I really love doing. And so I wanted more people to just hear about it, learn about it, and practice it. If you do this, seriously, just even this is how I learned about it, from people posting it on their Instagram stories. So if you're enjoying like a moment, a place, like if you're on vacation and you're like, I'm really soaking this in, it kind of defeats the purpose, like I'm saying, like being in that moment. But if you have one of these pictures, you're like, oh, I'm on the beach. This is just what I picture. I picture somebody like taking a picture of their feet in the sand on the beach, or like a video with the waves coming in or something. And then just like a caption, thank you, more please. So if you have those moments in these coming weeks, days, months, whenever you're feeling like that moment, like if you want to share that on Instagram, tag me, like I would love that. But, or just like even just message me privately, like whatever. Or if you just want to keep it yourself, like I don't do that all the time. Like I said, I don't take a picture when I'm in the car, like listening to a song I like, and I'm like, thank you, more please. But I think it to myself. Sometimes I say it out loud. Whatever you need to do, if you want to post on Instagram, whatever, if you want to just have it to yourself, if you want to write it down in your journal, whatever. But just, this is the tip for the week. Thank you, more please. Sink into that moment, cultivate more of them, and we'll be back next week. This was just a really quick, fun episode with this actually really valuable tip. I hope you guys like it. It's not my own, but I wanted to share it because it really brings me a lot of joy, and I hope it brings you joy too. Have a wonderful week, weekend, and I'll be back soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.